Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Trevor Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 109 East Oakland Avenue studios just northeast of the State Capitol building in downtown Lansing, Michigan, and reaching out over the phone lines, most likely in Rochester, Michigan today, but next week this gentleman will be in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we'll get into why he's headed up there. It's Tony Vernacy, president of AIAM, the Aerospace Industry Association of Michigan. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey. It's great to be back on with you, and thanks for giving us this opportunity to chat this morning.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So AIAM, the association's been around for just about a year and a half now. How are things going?
Boy, you know, Jeffrey, it has just exceeded everyone's expectation. It's going extremely well. As you mentioned, it's, you know, about a year and a half now. We came together as a group of industry leaders here in the state because we saw this opportunity for aerospace in Michigan as a great chance to really kind of not start a new industry, but bring to the forefront an industry that's been in the state of Michigan for 100 years. And, you know, we have nearly 800 companies now in the state that are doing business in the aerospace industry. So we're really a body that has come together, you know, run by our board of directors of executives in the industry here in the state, companies like GE Aviation, RCO Aerospace, Lee Bear, Pratt Whitney, and others, to really bring this community together to say, what can we do as a state to strengthen and grow this industry and attract as much of this growth that's forecasted over the next 20 years, with around $6 trillion of growth in the next 20 years, just on the commercial aviation side. So we have really had some great engagement, and it's worked out nicely and provided a lot of opportunities for companies.
And in that 18 months or so, about 10% of the industry has taken notice and jumped on board and joined your association.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we actually officially launched, you know, the campaign for members, and it actually hasn't even been a year yet, and we've got about 70 member companies now, and it just continues to grow. But the one thing that we recognize, as you mentioned in the beginning of the show here, is, you know, that we're going to be in the Upper Peninsula next week, and we're going to be at Michigan Tech in Houghton, because the UP has got some tremendous assets for this industry of high technology, and so what we're going there for is to bring these companies from across the UP onto the grounds at Michigan Tech to have an aerospace expo. So companies from the lower part of the state can come up to meet those companies and learn about their technologies and the great things they're doing to support the industry here in Michigan.
Excellent, excellent. And I understand there's also through the Pure Michigan Business Connect, kind of like a matchmaking summit tied in to the expo?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we reached out to the team at Pure Michigan Business Connect and said, look, here's what we're doing. And we think this is a great opportunity. And we actually went out and secured an agreement from 7 different global aerospace companies, companies like Textron, Cessna Aircraft, Bell Helicopter, GE Aviation, you know, Lee Bear, RCO Aerospace. And we just said, look, this is a great opportunity to help Michigan companies connect with these buyers, because the supply base is the constraint right now to all this growth. And so that means the companies here in Michigan stand a great opportunity to grow their business significantly because of this growth. The other piece of it is, you know, because talent, you know, if you go to any company and talk about, you know, what are some of the things that keep you up at night, everybody's looking for talent. And so this is also a platform on this event next week to showcase some of the great talent that Michigan Tech has to offer. And so they'll have some students on hand that they can, you know, interact with these company executives and hiring managers to learn about their business and talk about the ways that they could come on board and start a career at these companies.
Tremendous. Yeah, that is exactly where I was going next with the host location being Michigan Tech University's campus there in Houghton as a perfect location to showcase that talent. Now, other talent that could possibly match in, are they coming in from other parts of the Upper Peninsula?
Well, interestingly, we just spoke with Northern Michigan University yesterday, and they're actually going to be one of the exhibitors at Michigan Tech.
Oh, okay.
Because Northern Michigan has a really good, it's an aircraft mechanics program. They call it A&P mechanics program, where they're training aircraft mechanics at Northern. And so we said, look, that's an asset for the state that's important to us for the whole industry. And we want people to know what's going on up here in the UP. And they eagerly, we didn't have to twist their arm. I mean, they were eager to do about it. They've got a great relationship with the folks over at Michigan Tech. And they said, absolutely, we'll be there.
Excellent. So there's a little bit of a reception on Monday, but the primary focus is Tuesday, October 16th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., Michigan Tech University in campus. Anything else? We'll all open up the floor for you to share something else you believe that the Michigan business community should be aware of, either regarding AIAM or next week's aerospace event.
Well, you know, Jeffrey, I mean, this is really what our organization is all about. I mean, we're working to brand the state of Michigan as an aerospace asset in the country, because a lot of people were typecast because of our automotive heritage for all the good reasons, because, you know, Michigan is a leader in the automotive industry. So we're working to, you know, we have the marketing firm, Marketing Resource Group in Lansing is our marketing team. We're trying to get that message out. But the other thing is, it's about, you know, bridging these communities between the upper and the lower peninsula. This is part of the state of Michigan, and we know it's a great distance, but it's our family. And so this has been a really fun experience, because right now, last count as of yesterday, we've got about 150 people are going to be at this reception on Monday night. And it's bringing these two communities together. We're showcasing our talent, showcasing our industry, and we want the rest of the country, the rest of the world to know what the entire state of Michigan does, just not certain isolated parts of it for the industry.
If there's someone out there hearing that about it this week, ahead of next week's event on the 15th and 16th, how can they find out some more information?
Yeah, so we've got it loaded on the events tab of our website, which is AIAMnow.com. And they can just go to our website, click on the events page, and you'll see the date order of the different events. And this is the one that is right at the top of the list. It's October 15th and 16th, and they can register and sign up to attend. There's no cost, because we have, because of our partnership with Pure Michigan Business Connect and our sponsorship with Flagstar Bank, we were able to offer this to all of the attendees at no cost, which is a very unique scenario for us.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that great information, Tony, and being back on the Michigan Business Beat.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's great to be with you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Tony Vernacy, president of AIAM, the Aerospace Industry Association of Michigan, out of Rochester, Michigan, and next week up in the Upper Peninsula for an event coordinated between AIAM and Pure Michigan Business Connect, Aerospace Industry Association's Upper Peninsula Expo and Summit. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.